Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? Do I need to be on all the social media platforms? When it comes to a social media platform to use, the main ones you have to choose from are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. They're the five big ones. And although five doesn't sound a lot, when you have a business and you're running it all by yourself, that is a lot to keep up with. Not only do you have to post at least once a day to keep up consistency and play with the algorithm, you then got to interact with the platforms, with other users, to get the happy vibes and get seen more. And you got to learn in depth how each platform works so that you can get the most out of it and make sure that you're not wasting your time and you get the most out of your marketing. Once you think of all that, five platforms is a hell of a lot. And when you're looking at other brands out there that are doing well, and you see what they're doing, so of course you want to do the same, you see that they're everywhere. Here's the thing. Other brands that are doing well and have been going for several years, they have a team. Whether it be people they directly employ or using virtual assistants, they have help. When you're doing this all by yourself, you can't be everywhere. You just spread yourself too thin. You don't learn how each platform works properly. You don't use them properly. And so you may as well not be posting at all. Social media is essential in these days. You have to be on social media in some form or another so that your potential customers can come and find out about you. Find out if you're legitimate. Find out what other people think about you. It's a way of getting to know people. You need to be somewhere. But you don't need to be everywhere. So choose one platform. Just one. And use that platform well. Choose which one works for you. You should choose the platform which you enjoy. If you enjoy using it, you're going to keep up with it. You'll be consistent and you're happy to show up every day. That doesn't mean you need to be on there all day, but you need to have at least one post a day going out to keep your brand in people's minds. But you need to be able to learn that platform and use it to its best effect. And that is how you're going to get the most out of that one platform. Any social media platform will work for you. It doesn't matter what everyone else says. You will hear people going, oh, Instagram is the best. No, Facebook groups are the place to be. No, you've got to be on LinkedIn. The truth is that any social media strategy will work on any platform as long as you show up, you are consistent, and you learn how to use it in depth. It doesn't matter what is working for everyone else. You need to find the strategy that works for you. Just choose one platform. You can make that platform work. If you prefer Facebook pages, use a Facebook page. Just learn how to use it well. If you prefer Instagram, fantastic. Use Instagram, but learn how to use it properly. You can make your business work on any platform. You've just got to be there. You've just got to learn the intricacies of how it works. Put all your time and effort into that one platform. It doesn't matter what everyone else says, because what everyone else is saying is, this is what works for me. They don't mean this is what will work for you. It's what worked for them. And they will tell you how it works for them. Doesn't mean it will work for you. If you don't enjoy being on Instagram, you're not going to show up. You're not going to put the effort in. You're not going to have the energy, and it's going to show in what you post. If you love Twitter, fantastic, use Twitter. Try them out. You can open accounts on every platform, but have a go and see which one you prefer using, and then use that one. It can be tempting to try and be everywhere, but to be honest, it's a complete waste of time. Just putting the odd post up here and there without actually getting involved in that particular platform, it's not going to get you anywhere. You may as well not bother. It's a complete waste of time to just show up now and again and put up a post. The algorithms know you're not there. They know you're not interacting. They know you're not doing the things that they want you to do. And so they don't push your posts out to people. They don't put them into people's news feeds. So you need to pick just one platform. As your brand grows and as you have the time, then you can add another platform. But just take it slow, take it one at a time, and make sure you choose the platform you enjoy, the one you're prepared to put the time into, and the one that works for you. For me, I absolutely adore Pinterest. It's my absolute favourite. I can make pins for days. And it's where I prefer to be. I would much rather sit and design 100 Pinterest pins than try and craft 10 Instagram posts. I don't enjoy Instagram. I find it quite tedious. So I don't generally use it. The only thing I do on Instagram and Facebook, I'll put out automated posts with my blog information on, but I don't expect them to get traction. They're there just so people can find me. I don't put the effort in. I literally just have a social media scheduler, and I will load up a new blog post with an image and a quick caption, and that's it. It's there so I can go back to it later. I am sort of keeping my accounts ticking over until I have the time. Or preferably a VA to do it for me. They are not my preferred platforms. Pinterest, love it. So you can find me on other platforms, but all those platforms are designed to send you to my website. Pinterest is my thing. It's my deal. I absolutely love it. And so I put my effort into Pinterest, and that pays off by bringing me lots of fabulous traffic to my website. It's all about what works for you. So choose your platform, choose which social media place that you most like to be, and it will show through your energy. Your customers will pick up on that energy, and they will want to find more about your brand. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this has given you something to think about and something to incorporate into your business so you can grow those crochet sales. If you have any questions and would like to carry on the conversation more, then come on over to our Facebook community, the Crochet Seller Support Group, and you can ask your questions and get the support you need from fellow crocheters, and I'll be in there too. You can also join our newsletter list for tips and advice straight to your inbox. And stick around for the next podcast. It'll be out again in a few days' time. And if you'd like to, I'd really love it if you would leave a review for the podcast and subscribe. And that really helps us grow and to help more crocheters like yourself. Thank you for joining me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.